Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Also yesterday, a tragic situation with Democratic Senator Alex Padilla from California. So the way that this goes down is that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in L.A. Reviewing what was happening there. A lot of controversy over whether or not Donald Trump has the constitutional authority to call out National Guard troops as well as federal military troops to support the ICE operations that are going on in California. They're getting a lot of pushback from California political leaders, mayors, state senators, state legislators, the governor and others, and people out on the street throwing rocks, burning cars, things of that nature. So she was out there to have eyes on these operations out there. And at some point in time during a press conference, this U.S. Senator Alex Padilla decides that he is going to storm in and start yelling and screaming questions while the secretary was still handling the press conference. They were not at the Q&A point in time in the press conference, and that he, I guess, believes that as a U.S. senator, he has the right to enter any federal building at any time and object and or confront any executive branch member. Because he's a U.S. senator. He's Superman. He's got superpowers, and he's not like anybody else, and therefore he can't be held accountable. And, of course, that's the storyline that's inside the Beltway now. The Democrats are making a big thing about it because the FBI agents as well as DHS agents grabbed him, probably most of them having no idea who this guy is. I know that Senator Padilla thinks he's world known. The vast majority of public employees don't have a clue as to who he is. And it didn't matter because he's presenting a threat, and that threat needs to be eliminated. So they grabbed hold of him and escorted him out of the building. He pushed and shoved. They pushed and shoved. They ultimately bring him down to the ground, get his hands behind his back, and handcuff him. Now, I know there are letters saying, I'm shocked. A U.S. senator? Well, why should you be? How do you think you would be handled? How do you think I would be handled? Other law enforcement agents that walked in plain clothes and weren't ever properly identified doing the same thing, how do you think they would be handled? They would be thrown to the ground, placed on their stomach, arms behind their back, and handcuffed. This is not what you do. This is a complete exhibit of a lack of temperament, no respect, no decorum, just political theater. trying to make points because the Democrats are upside down on this issue at the present time. So they're trying to flip the script. They're trying to make it seem is that this whole situation is an authoritarian situation that's playing out by the Trump administration. And so they're trying to create this drama, this scene. And of course, he had the media waiting outside and he addressed the media. And if they would treat me, a U.S. senator, like this, what do you think they're doing to the guy that's picking avocados, or the woman that's changing sheets on your bed, or taking care of your kids, or washing your dishes? Very demeaning, right? That's all that they do? Whether illegal, legal, or otherwise? I suspect not. But this is part of the mantra of the Democratic Party. What would they do? Well, they would do exactly what they did to you, Senator. And if they conducted themselves in the same fashion that you conducted yourself in confronting these officers, that's how it works. Every day in the street, I don't see you going to the mic on the floor of the Senate each and every day for the entire time that you've served there complaining about anybody else being handled in that fashion when they threaten law enforcement. Hell, I don't even hear you complaining when they strike law enforcement, when they spit on law enforcement, when they kick law enforcement. And in this particular case, you haven't been looking at the video. You haven't seen what's actually been going on. You haven't been listening to local leaders about what they're actually saying about what's happening on the streets of L.A. I get that all the while they're trying to temper some of their comments because it's not politically popular for them. It's a breakdown in the rule of law, an ordered and structured society, one that our laws are based on customs, for the most part, on how we interact as a public with one another, and the showing of respect is little. And what should we expect when we see a U.S. senator do what you did? Do you really believe that that play acting that you engaged in was going to make anything better? Is that what you truly believed? Or maybe you get more hits and your face would appear on Facebook or X or TikTok or whatever a little more. And maybe it would bring some political capital to you. All worth it, I guess, right? In the end, do we have any sense of what's actually happening out there? Do you get any sense that there might be a little bit of a time bomb going on out there? And your antics, you believe, is going to work for the best interest of your constituency? By doing that? That you are going to be the assumed leader, the new Superman, representing those down and out in Beverly Hills?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I could promise you this is all the machinations going on in these feeble little minds of these elected leaders that are engaged in this political theater. Interestingly, not 15 minutes after this incident, he sat down with Secretary Kristi Noem for about 15 minutes. And she said, appropriately so, "I'm in your state. I would have very much loved to have sat down with you. Had you asked for a meeting, I asked for a meeting with Karen Bass and the governor, Newsom. They did not respond back. They didn't want to meet. But if you wanted to meet, all you had to do was reach out." But you see, that wasn't part of the Democrats' script, right? They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to have a debate on the issue where each individual has their own life experiences and their own belief system as to what is the best way to handle this. And let us just forget about what's in the background. It's something called U.S. laws, right? The ones that need to be reformed. Because what's happening is we're enforcing U.S. laws. We don't like those. We don't like the way that that's happening. We don't like the authority that Congress gave to ICE and others in the enforcement of ICE, and that's why we need reformation. And we really keep saying that, trying to BS the public into believing that things are going to get better if we have more lax enforcement. Didn't we try that for 4 years? Does anybody really believe that today that we're in a better shape from an immigration perspective than we've ever been in the history of this country after somewhere between 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 million illegals came across the border? Do people really believe that? All of the stories of overwhelmed schools, overwhelmed hospitals, overwhelmed social services, states upside down from on a budgetary standpoint because they were trying to finance the care and custody of these individuals, renting hotels, giving out cell phones, paying for their medical costs and everything else. This is why you have an ordered and structured immigration policy, is to prevent that. But we don't talk about that. We need reformation. We need to reward those that have leveraged themselves and taken advantage of the lackadaisical approach that we have taken to immigration enforcement at the border for the last 4 years. And we want to make sure and ensure that we create a path to citizenship for those that basically snubbed our laws, that broke our laws. You've heard me say this before. I don't know what the big hang-up is here. Their classification as a criminal is because they violated a law. Every person who crosses the border has committed a federal offense. I've said that at least 1,000 times. Why is it that we have trouble accepting that? If you come home and someone is swimming in your swimming pool without your authority, they are trespassing. They have violated a criminal statute. They are a criminal. What do? You call the police. The police come out and remove that individual if they don't leave upon your request. Why? Because they don't have the right to be in your swimming pool. The same right that they don't have to be in our country. Why is this so hard to understand? It's amazing that we don't think twice about engaging enforcement in a situation like that. You leave your house to go to work and there's someone sitting in your car. They may not be stealing your car, but they're sitting in your car. Maybe they're sleeping in your car. What is the first thing that you do? You call the police because you did not give them the authority to sit in your car. It's your car. It belongs to you. The boundaries have been set. You are the owner. The same way that the taxpaying citizens are the owners of this country. And it's why we have laws. We get to decide who comes in and who doesn't. And we get to set up all kinds of criteria by which we judge people. I know for some that that seems harsh, but you get judged every day. You don't get to just do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. When it's infringing on other people's rights, you are judged. And the fact that a U.S. senator, one who's a very educated man, an articulate man, would engage in this political theater all the while thinking that he's bringing something, a contribution to this that's going to be productive, is idiotic. We've lost our minds. What do you think would happen if he was the chairman of a U.S. congressional committee, and you or I or maybe Kristi Noem would just run into that committee demanding to testify, demanding to be heard at this particular moment, because what we had to say, and the fact that we're the center of the universe, is more important than anything else going on. Let's ponder that for a moment. What do you think would happen? Well, you know what would happen. You would be grabbed by the Capitol Police. You would be escorted. If you resisted in any fashion, guess where you're going to end up? You got it, on the floor, with your hands behind your back and handcuffs, and escorted to a place where you will be debriefed, and Kristi Noem will be screaming at the top of her lungs, "Oh, I'm the secretary to DHS. So what? That doesn't give you the authority to go in and totally disrupt a U.S. congressional hearing. And if you believe that it does, you are the same idiot that Senator Padilla is. It doesn't matter what the cause is. Let us not get caught up in that discussion. We know better. Since when are there no boundaries for our elected officials? Is that truly what you want? To elect people that have no boundaries? None? They can come into your home unannounced, uninvited. They're a U.S. senator. So what? We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.